Namaskaram. Today let us talk about the 12 holy names of Sriman Narayana. This is popularly known as Dwadasha Namam. We chant these 12 holy names every day. And these 12 deities of Sriman Narayana, they are seated at 12 different parts in our body and they protect us day in and day out. You might be aware of a shloka stotra, Dwadasha Nama Panjaram. Panjaram is a small cage. A parrot is safe inside a cage. And we are safe inside a cage of 12 namams. Let me shortly introduce you the meaning of these 12 glorious names. Keshava Narayana Madhava Govinda Vishnu Madhusudana Trivikrama Vamana Sridhara Rishikesha Padmanabha Damodara. These are the 12 namams. First one, Keshava Namam, has many interpretations. First, Keshi Hanta. Keshi is an asura, a demon, who came to kill Krishna at Vrindavan. The first one who came to kill Krishna was Putana and the last one was Keshi. He took the form of a big mammoth horse and pounced on Krishna. In minutes Krishna killed him. Keshi Hanta iti Keshavaha, one who slain Keshi the Asura. Second meaning is Prashasta Keshapasha. He has a beautiful hair. His hairstyle is something which appeals and absorbs us. Maivanna Narunkunji Kudal Pintara. This is the saying of Tirumangai Alvar. Keshava, one who has a beautiful hairlock. The third meaning is Ka iti Brahmano Nama Ishoham Sarvadehinam Avantavanke Sambhumau Kasmat Tasmat Keshava Namavan. Ka Isha Va. Ka Brahma. Isha Rudra. Va, one who is in between them and the controller of them. Keshava. Last meaning is very relevant to us. Keshava Klesha Nashanaha. Klesham, all our pain and agony. Klesha Nashanaha, one who removes our agony, our pain and all our sufferings. So see, there are four different meanings for this one word, Keshava. Similarly, the next, second name of Sriman Narayana is Narayana itself. Keshava Narayana. You have to be very attentive to understand the meaning of the word Narayana. Nara, Naraha, Ayana, Ashraya. You have to add two words now. Naraha, added with Ayana, becomes Narayana. What is this Naraha? All that is existent, all that is permanent, and all that is other than Bhagavan is denoted by the word Naraha. That which is permanent. Nitya Vastukkaludaya Thiral. Ayanam is a seat. Ashraya is a repose. The holder, the bearer. Naraha, anything other than Bhagavan. Ayanam, Bhagavan is the holder, bearer of anything other than Him. Which would mean that we all rest in Him. We all find a seat in Him. He is our repose. Narangalukka Ayanam. He is the Ayana seat for all Naraha. There is another interpretation to this. Naraha, everything other than Him. You, me, this table, this chair, this mobile, this recorder, everything other than Him. Bhagavan seats Himself in all these objects. Which means, He is found inside everything. He is found inside every object. This is the second interpretation. Naraha, all that is other than him, and they seat Narayana in them. Naraha Ayanam. Naraha themselves, they are the seat. They form the seat. And Narayana Bhagavan is seated in them. Is Narayana not seated in you? Is he not found inside me? Is he not found inside this mobile phone? Is he not found inside this home? He is found everywhere. So this is the second. We are all seated in him and he is seated in us. This is the glorious meaning of the word Narayana. So today we were able to see about Keshava and Narayana. In fact, these small short discourses would help many people who have these names. There are many thousands who have Keshava as their name. Many people called us Narayana. You can all know what does your name stand for today. Let me talk about the other 10 names the next day when we meet. Thank you.
Audio broadcastai ungalukkaga valanguvar Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. In the audio broadcastai dinamum ungal mobileil pera mudhalil 944-3219-021 என்ற எண்ணை உங்கள் மொபைலில் சேவ் செய்யவும். பிறகு இந்த எண்ணிற்கு ஒரு வாட்ஸ்அப் மெசேஜ் அனுப்பவும். தினந்தோறும் இந்த ஆடியோ ப்ராட்காஸ்டை கேட்டு மகிழவும்.